broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for, what is it already, June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2015. Wow, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. And man, do we got a row to hoe when it comes to that hard work, don't we? All right, folks, without further ado, a quick recap of Friday's broadcast. Oh, by the way, hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend. Hopefully it was full of all the things that matter most in life. Mine certainly was. My son got engaged. Kurt Crosby's son got called to be a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So all kinds of good family things going on. Quick recap of Friday's broadcast. Shaquille O'Neal. I guess they're calling him a 9/11 truther now. He questions the 9/11 official story. And I kind of find it fascinating. They got that Shaqt and a Fool series that they do. And I guess now they're kind of saying, Shaqt and a Fool, huh? He believes that 9/11 is somehow an inside job or something. What do you think of that, folks? All right. Well, Shaquille O'Neal questioning 9/11 on his own website. I guess the police video is showing an officer questioning about the lemonade stand permit these little girls had. Yeah. While trying to figure out the proper permits required, the two little girls, 7 and 8 years old respectively, and their mother discovered a loophole. What they're going to do is give their lemonade away and take donations. Yeah, the headline says, Overton, Texas loophole keeps lemonade stand open. Man, I'm telling you that the society we live in is out of control. Hillary Clinton can flat out disobey the law, violate the law, raise money from foreign conflict zones, from enemies of America, from all kinds of... And there's no accountability. In fact, it's even debatable if you can even get her email, right? And then these little girls can't even open a lemonade stand in America. We've gone off our rockers, folks. Celebrating Magna Carta today. What do they call it? The 800th anniversary. MagnaCarta.us. Chris Ann Hall and others are putting together a document in the spirit of the Magna Carta for modern times to challenge federal government overreach. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour, we talked about this NAACP president lie about her race. The city's investigating Spokane. I guess she's white. Claimed she was black. Her parents adopted 4 black children. Then the meltdown happened and some of the kids had to go back to foster care. The one son got adopted by, well, the parents, but then she became the legal guardian. Court cases galore. A family dispute. Bottom line is she's white, pretended she was black. What gives now? If Bruce Jenner can decide he's a woman tomorrow, can this lady decide she's black if she chooses? Does the truth even matter? Is telling the truth a revolutionary act? Wow, they had a white appreciation day at a barbecue joint in Colorado. Yeah, and I guess the whole idea makes a very colorful statement. The place was packed. Everybody got 10% off to celebrate white appreciation day. The restaurant owned by 2 Latinos, ladies and gentlemen. Are they racist to celebrate White Day? They say, hey, everybody else has their appreciation day, month, whatever you want to call it. Why can't we just tell the white people we appreciate them too? Can the white people have history and have a contribution to society? And can we celebrate that or are we a racist? Or is it racist to celebrate everybody's holidays but the white people? Huh? Just wondering. As currency dies, Zimbabweans will get $5 in U.S. currency for every, let me see if I can, 175 quadrillion in local dollars. So, you know, you heard of the, Weimar, where they got wheelbarrows full of money and struggled to get bread. Well, it's even worse in Zimbabwe. You're talking about trillions of dollars, folks. I guess you could be a trillionaire, though, pretty easy, you know. Kindergarten, I guess they're ringing the bell now for play inside the classroom. Yeah, believe it or not, they're calling it Kindergarten 2.0. And in Kindergarten 2.0, they think it's really important that kids should play. Wow, I could have told them that without even a big old study. You just think the government's creating Kindergarten 2.0? I'm just telling you, the truth is stranger than fiction, that's for sure. Without further ado, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. We also have our buddy, longtime associate, well-known educator, commentator, and more, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Now, there's so much to talk about. It's just hard to focus. But you know what? Trade Promotion Authority is front and center, nicknamed TPA. And I guess they thought it was going to pass. They worked on it in the Senate. It failed. We thought it was dead, this fast-track trade authority. Then Barack twisted some arms, and it became live in the Senate. Then the battle moved to the House, and now strange bedfellows are everywhere, lol.
That's for sure. Sam, the House took it up, and it turns out that Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi spoke up on the House floor and asked her fellow Democrats to vote no on the TAA. This is stands for Trade Adjustment Assistance Legislation. You know, when the Senate passed this combo, this TPA and TAA, they passed it as one bill. Well, the House broke it up into two. Basically, they have this the TPA and the TAA. And so they passed the TPA portion, but not the TAA portion. They rejected the TAA, and Pelosi is the one that we have to thank for that. Basically, she influenced a lot of her fellow Democrats to vote no in order to slow down this fast-track authority and give the Democrats the opportunity to amend it. So apparently it wasn't quite to their liking. They hope to amend it this week. And then as early as tomorrow, Sam, the House is expected to vote on the TAA. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have one day today. This is the day to call our representatives in the House and urge them to vote no on the TAA. If we can stop the TAA, then we can stop the TPA, which is a step in the wrong direction towards a transatlantic partnership and a trans-Pacific partnership with other countries. It makes us more like a European Union, where this country loses more and more of its sovereignty. Lots of bad things. But the one thing I want to say here and emphasize is that last Friday's vote for the TPA in the House passed only by four representatives, by 219 to 211. So if four representatives had flipped, it would have been an even vote. So, we need to call our representatives. If that's any indication of how they're going to vote on the TAA, then we really have a realistic chance of stopping this, Sam.
Kurt, what do you think? You know what? Do we really have a realistic chance to stop this? And I started out by saying strange bedfellows, because believe it or not, we're getting some support from some very unlikely sources. And this is kind of where we always talk about, it doesn't matter if we agree or disagree on other subjects. The fact is, it's principle. And whether Pelosi's with us for the wrong reasons or the right reasons may not be the time to judge. The fact is, we have some very powerful people that may be our friends in this, even if it's for the wrong reasons. Kurt, what do you think?
Well, you know, Lowell is going to know a lot more about this. But, you know, the thing that's sad to me that I see so many times when it comes to, I guess you could say, you know, the push comes to shove on Capitol Hill. I believe there's, you know, some, I guess you could say, some dirt had on so many individuals, you know, kind of like the Denny Hastert deal lately. You wonder how many things went through on his watch just because they knew he had some real baggage behind the scenes, and then just pushed him along the way they wanted him. But I am optimistic. I do hope that the American people get involved, and I hope that hey, we get some good representatives, good senators doing what they should do on Capitol Hill.
What do you think, Lowell, about this idea that strange bedfellows, but look, it's a matter of principle, and even if they're not doing the right things for the right reasons, they can still aid our cause, and we can still benefit, even if they don't have the right agenda afoot.
Well, that's right, Sam, and it turns out that politicians are very predictable in that if you put enough pressure on them, they will bend. That's the nature of politicians, and so, yeah, Utah's all four reps representatives from Utah voted for the TPA, but voted against TAA.
We'll talk about the differences in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, and Kirk Crosby in the roundtable on your radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Lowell Nelson with us, CampaignForLiberty.org. So, Lowell, you know, you got these different terms, these different letters, these different acronyms that all relate to these, quote, trade deals. And, you know, Congress wants you to believe some are good, some are bad. And there may be some truth to how sinister they really are. But to me, none of them are really constitutional. The whole purpose of government is to create an appropriate playing field and to penalize American companies while creating these free trade deals when tariffs at the border are an appropriate way to make sure that the American people don't have to shoulder an incredible tax burden. The proper way to pay for government is with tariffs. And they're going to wipe all that out and then play games with economies and circumstances and details of the lot of where the average American can't even get their arms around this, Lowell.
Oh, you're right, Sam. And that's my biggest objection to these deals also. Anytime we go away from the Constitution, anytime we depart from the principles of good governance, which were outlined by our framers in the Constitution, undergirded by principles in the Declaration of Independence, anytime we depart from those principles, we get ourselves into trouble. And this is another example, really, of Congress giving away power they were not authorized to delegate to the President of the United States. Congress alone is the one to determine, you know, this kind of legislation. They have no business at all. They have no authority from the states that wrote this Constitution to give away their power to the President. And basically, it would enable the President to make deals with other countries, and then the Congress would only have an up or down vote on the deal. Well, any deal, you know, you and I both know, if we make a deal, that's just like a treaty, right? I mean, a treaty is a deal. And so if you and I make a deal, all Kurt has is the up or down vote, yes or no, we have subverted the Constitution. As you know, the Constitution specifies that the Senate must concur in any treaty to ratify that treaty, and here the Congress, by voting for these bad boys, this TPA and the TAA, they are undermining the Constitution. They're amending the Constitution. They're going around it without amending it. They're allowing a deal to be done by a simple majority of Congress rather than two-thirds of the Senate.
But they're also granting authority to give the President legislative responsibility. They're basically giving themselves the presidential responsibility. In other words, they're flip-flopping who's supposed to do what. The President basically creates the law on an international scale. Congress has to up or down vote that thing. Well, that's what the President used to be in the position of. They've flip-flopped roles here and given up tremendous power in the process.
It makes the eye roll. You talked about the eye roll caucus. It just makes your head spin. It makes your eyes roll, Sam.
Now we're on the head spin caucus, huh?
Well, so let me give you a number. This is a number we've given out many, many times before. This is a number each one of us should memorize, and it's the number of the Capitol switchboard. 202 is the area code, 224-3121. You call that number, 202-224-3121. You ask for the office of your U.S. representative or your U.S. senator, whichever one you're calling. In this case, today, we want to be calling our U.S. representative and tell them to stop the TPA bill by voting no on the TAA bill. They'll be voting on it tomorrow. The Trade Adjustment Assistance legislation. Trade Adjustment Assistance, the TAA, up for a vote tomorrow in the U.S. House. Tell them that you agree with Representative Sessions that the TPA bill must be defeated to prevent our nation from being merged into a European Union-style Pacific Union via the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. And if all of that just makes your head spin like it does mine, just tell them to vote no on the TAA on Tuesday when it comes up for a vote in the House.
Now, how do people understand the difference of the TAA and the TPB and all this stuff, or TPP?
Well, yeah, there's one of the best organizations who has delineated these agreements from the very beginning. We're talking 50, 60 years ago, Sam, is the John Birch Society. They have single-handedly have probably the best explanation on the web of these agreements, and I recommend people go to the Campaign for Liberty website as well. Norm Singleton has done a good job talking about the congressional tactics to get these bills passed and so forth, and the tactics that we are using to stop them. And so in those discussions there, you can find a pretty good description of these bills. But I would say the JBS, bar none, have done the best job over the years at alerting the American citizens to the dangers of these European Union-style partnerships.
One thing you got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is it doesn't matter what they call these things. You can clearly understand whenever they're trying to basically say that the president has more power and Congress has less, especially in legislative authority, you know that it's wrong because it violates the Constitution. Whenever they say, hey, we want zero tariffs at the borders virtually across the board, then you know that it's wrong because the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, calls for tariffs at the borders. Whenever they want to play games with the details about a bill, in other words, hey, we'll let you know what's in it after we pass it idea. And Republicans and Democrats now are both guilty of having the same attitude on this. Not really the Republicans that you and I believe are our friends, such as a Ron Paul, a Rand Paul, you know, some of these people. But in this case, even Mike Lee thinking this is a great thing. Lol.
Yeah, that's a huge surprise. And I'm going to be talking to his office this morning. Of course, his vote was back in May last month. But still, it irks me that he would support something like this.
Well, not only didn't he support it, wasn't he kind of a founder of some of this legislation? Or a key signer?
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know that, Sam. The you ask about what the TAA is. Just in short, the TAA, which stands for the Trade Adjustment Assistance Legislation, it will provide job training assistance for workers who have lost their jobs due to trade agreements. Can you believe that, Sam? So the Congress knows that they passed this bill that a lot of American workers are going to lose their jobs. So what do? They don't stop the legislation. They say, oh, it's okay for these American workers to lose their jobs because we're going to provide them assistance, monetary assistance, to allow them to get training, to change their jobs to some other career. I mean, it's just outlandish. I mean, a person chooses a job because they, you know, hopefully they love what they do, right? I mean, because that's their chosen profession. And now Congress is going to allow their jobs to flee the country, and their answer is to provide money so these professionals can get retrained in some other job? It's ludicrous, Sam. It's so stupid for Congress to be doing this. And so, you know, we really need to get on the horn and make sure that your representative votes no on the TAA tomorrow when it comes up for a vote in the U.S. House.
And what I don't understand is how Mike Lee or somebody who's, you know, he's a constitutional attorney, it seems like he should know better. There's warning flags at every stage of this thing, from the loss of jobs to the fact that they said, well, we're not going to let the public know what's in the bill until after it's passed, to giving the president more authority and power, to reversing the president and the congressional roles. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension, isn't it?
It is crazy. I don't understand how Mike could support something like this.
The question is, do you think he's deceived on it, or do you think he really knows?
Well, I think there's I think no bill is black and white. I believe that most, and they do this on purpose, they put a lot of good and a lot of bad in every bill. And, does the good outweigh the bad? Does the bad outweigh the good? And you've got these representatives there and senators in Congress that, they sort of have to weigh it out, and they think that, this is only just a little bit of bad, and I really like the good in it, and so I'll go ahead and vote for it. And that's how we get ourselves into trouble. We start mixing the bad with the good.
Maybe my problem is I'm just too redneck. I'd simply look at the general premise of the bill and say, hey, it violates the role of the president. It violates the role of the Constitution. It violates the role of Congress. It violates the idea of how we're supposed to collect the proper funding for the legitimate, limited purpose of government, and therefore I'm against it, and I don't need to discuss all the nuances. But that's just redneck Sam Bushman, I guess. Quick pause. Lowell Nelson in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com. Thank Joyce Riley and crew for their support. All right, so Lowell, this is kind of a difficult deal, but I'm convinced that it's not just this convoluted, I got to see how much good or how much bad's in the bill, and I got to find out all the details and decide that, look, you can clearly see it violates the proper role of the Constitution based on the separation of powers, and you can clearly see that it's going to make it impossible to derive money through tariffs at the borders, which is the proper, appropriate way to generate revenue for the legitimate, limited role of the federal government. When you see that, you really got to know about all the nuances. You really got to be a rocket scientist and break down hundreds or possibly thousands of pages of convoluted language? Or do you really got to do that, or can you just say, hey, man, it violates the Constitution and I'm off it?
Yeah, absolutely right, Sam. You just notice, you look and say, well, it violates the Constitution, so I'm going to vote no. I don't care how much good there's in the bill. If it violates the Constitution, that's a no vote coming from Mr. U.S. Representative Sam Bushman. Hey, and by the way, the length of the bill is another clue. If the bill is more than two or three pages long, it's probably bad. And if I don't have time to read it, it's probably bad. And if I get the bill just within an hour or two before the vote is to be held on the bill, it's probably bad. In other words, when I say bad, it probably violates the Constitution. It probably violates your rights and the rights of other American citizens. So the length of the bill, if the title on the bill is really patriotic sounding, it's probably a bad bill. So I don't know. There's lots of clues, and we just need to find congressmen that can get a clue and vote the right way on these things.
What's your gut? Do you think the House will reject this? What you got is the Senate passed both these TPPs and PAs, and then the House separated them, but they got a pass it the same, or they'll have to go back and renegotiate it. And you think they're really going to win on this thing, or what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think the Democratic lobby is pretty strong, and the Democrats are against it because of the trade unions. The trade unions are against the TAA currently because they know, look, they're going to lose their jobs. It's going to affect thousands of people. They pass the TAA, thousands of people are going to lose their jobs. How's that going to look to the union bosses and to the Democratic Party that been, you know, historically in bed with the union bosses over time? So yeah, I think there's a real chance that this thing's going to go down, and it's really up to us to make it happen. ladies and gentlemen, if you call the your U.S. representative today and urge them to vote no on the TAA, it will make a difference. Not only should you call the Capitol switchboard, and that number I'll give again in a second, but call the local office. Call the local office for you, your U.S. representative, and you will double your effectiveness. They get a call to the local office as well as back in Washington, D.C. It will double the effectiveness of your call today. And that number, again, the U.S. Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121.
All right, that's a road to hoe for us, ladies and gentlemen, but something that you can actually sink your teeth into, something that you ought to get involved in, something that's very clear. You just simply call up and say, look, whatever you call these fast-track trade bills, I want you to vote no on them. And you know what? I know that Mike Lee and others seem like that's a good deal. It isn't, folks. It violates the Constitution is the clear problem, is that it interferes with the supreme law of the land and interferes with the checks and balances put in place by our founders. And it certainly gives too many people who don't have our interest at heart way more power than they ever ought to even be thought about getting. And that's kind of the problem with it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to read thousands of pages of legislative prose or whatever. You just simply need to understand that, hey, it violates the Constitution. It violates the separation of powers. And it, in my opinion, foregoes an incredible ability to raise money and not put it on the backs of the American people. And those are the keys to the exercise here to understand. Lowell, am I simplifying it too much, or is that really the answer?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, Sam, and you do it eloquently, you do it passionately, and you do it kindly, in a gentlemanly, courteous sort of way, and that's exactly how we should approach our Congress people. They're going to have staffers who will take your telephone calls, and you just politely but firmly let them know how you feel about this, and they will make a note of how you feel on the issue. And if they get hundreds of people, thousands of people opposing this TAA legislation, your representative will vote no on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the TPA bill must be defeated to prevent our nation from being merged into a European-style Pacific Union by the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. You gotta push for no. This is a huge battle, and you'll feel it in your wallet if you don't. Stand up. Just stand up now. 202-225-3121. Tell your House rep and your senators no, because if the House pushes hard enough, they'll be forced to work with the Senate on this thing, and then all of a sudden every rep that you have, House side or Senate side, will be in the mix, and we need to use all of our influence in defense of the Constitution. All right, we got good news. What is it, the Massey-Lofgren Amendment, sir?
Yeah, we'll take our victories when and where we get them. This is a very small victory, but a little bit of good news. Representative Thomas Massey out of Kentucky and Zoe Lofgren out of California, they moved to amend, this is last week, to amend the Department of Defense Appropriations Bill. And how did they amend it? Well, they said, look, we're not going to use any federal funds for warrantless searches of government databases for information about U.S. citizens. Wow. So basically they're saying no way we're going to use taxpayer funds to do warrantless searches. That's pretty significant. It also prohibits the use of taxpayer funds to place back doors on electronic devices. I mean, that's been in the news too, Sam. You've talked about this before, about how companies were putting in on the chips of the computers and cell phones and so forth that we use today, backdoor devices or listening devices, so that the NSA and other groups can spy on us without getting a warrant for their snooping. And so, yeah, we've talked about this before. This amendment passed. Whether the government will actually follow it or not, it's a different story, but at least our Congress people went ahead and said, look, we're not going to use money to do warrantless searches, and that in itself was a small victory.
And there's another little tidbit. You can't use taxpayer funds to put these backdoor little tidbits for government in electronics either.
Yeah, can't do it unless you have a warrant. And so, that's good news. That means that companies, corporations like I Am Flash and all these big computer manufacturing firms. They have a reason in statute not to put these back doors in their chips, like they were probably secretly being asked to do for many, many years.
I would submit being forced to do with all kinds of weird ways they can, well, just make your business grow or fail, you know?
Probably incentivized, just like the same way the states are drug in to do the bidding of the federal government. Corporations are drug in to do the bidding of their fascist, politicians that determine whether they, get perks as businesses, get bailed out as businesses, so forth. Those kinds of things, they're very real, and it's a terrible thing, but they're very real, and government manipulates businesses in that very way. So that's probably how they've been doing it over the years.
Well, the Massey-Lofgren Amendment was a good amendment, but some surprise in Utah, Jason Chaffetz voted against it, huh?
Yeah, Chaffetz and Stewart both voted against it. Fortunately, Bishop and Love voted for it, but I don't know. Stewart's been in the military, and Chaffetz tends to be a little hawkish on some issues, so it's a big surprise to me that they opposed this really good amendment. In other words, Chaffetz and Stewart, they're saying, hey, it's okay for the government to do warrantless searches. It's okay to put these back doors on electronic devices. They need to be taken to task about this. We need to chew them out for their vote on this amendment last week.
No, it's surprising because they consider themselves champions of liberty, too. And it's amazing in this go-along, get-along kind of scenario where they're just silent on this one. I wonder what they're getting in return.
Well, yeah, I wish now that I'd called their offices before the show, have something to report to you about,
On one hand, you don't want to make those kind of allegations. On the other hand, you're left with nothing else to do when they continue to persist in these kind of things.
Yeah, you do, Sam. It's terribly unfortunate. Maybe if I get some answers. I mean, I can call their offices, and they'll give me some la-di-da answer about why they voted for it. They'll pick out something that was good in the bill and say, I voted for it because of this one good thing. But like you said, Sam, earlier, if it violates the Constitution, and this obviously does, warrantless search. It violates the Constitution. It's a bad bill. They should have voted against. They should have voted for the amendment, but
against the surveillance state. Quick pause. Ron Paul has exposed some information we got to tell you about too in seconds with Lowell Nelson. CampaignForLiberty.org.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul may not be in Congress anymore, but man, he's live and taking care of business. I would almost say even more so than being in Congress. Wow. He's rolling out educational information left and right. And I guess Representative Ron Paul wrote a column last week. Ron Paul discussed George Soros and his support for the U.S. bailing out the Ukraine, sending more weapons. Headline, Soros push for money and weapons to the Ukraine. It's amazing that a single individual with a lot of cash could just flat out manipulate the whole narrative in favor of the military-industrial complex, lol.
Well, unfortunately, that's what happens in world politics. Some of these smaller countries, they don't have a lot of wealth, and they're reaching out to... And they come to depend on money and loan guarantees and so forth from the IMF and from the Fed and people like Soros. Now, it's an unfortunate deal, but the great thing is that Ron Paul, having spent so many years back in Congress and being unflappable, just untouchable basically, no lobbyists ever came to visit his offices because he would not even, he just wouldn't bend. They couldn't bribe him. They couldn't corrupt him. And so I love this about Ron Paul. I mean, his office was never a hub of busy activity. Lobbyists never came to visit him. I think it's a high standard for any congressman to shoot for, but certainly one that's admirable. Anyway, Ron understands so much of what goes on in politics nationally and internationally. And he is aware of many of the relationships that the money mongers and the power mongers of the world have with these other countries. And Ukraine, you may remember, Sam, last year when the U.S. U.S.-backed coup deposed the elected leader of the Ukraine. This is just last year, put into this into power this Poroshenko. The current Ukrainian president, and Soros is a good friend apparently of Poroshenko, and said, "Look, you need weapons that are just as lethal as those that Russia has," and so he wants to get the IMF to give him $15 billion, and he wants the Fed to give him $15 more billion, and to what end? I mean, Ron Paul goes into very nice. A description of what George Soros has in mind for the American taxpayer. He wants the American taxpayer to foot the bill, of course. And George Soros would benefit the military-industrial complex, the bankers, the Washington, D.C. power brokers. Anybody who is politically well-connected would benefit from the type of deal that Soros wants Poroshenko to do. And
the losers are clear. You and I, everybody who pays taxes, the American people, on more fronts than one. Not only are we, one, forced to pay for it, but two, we continue to push for and immerse ourselves in these foreign entanglements, which the founders warned against. And the more we do this, the more blowback we'll see, the more convoluted international reality we'll see, the less safe Americans will be. The list just goes on and on. This is a gargantuan national security crisis.
And Ron is good at asking the hard questions, you know, the questions that nobody ever asks back in Congress, the very questions they should be asking. He asks the question, why are we involved in Ukraine anyway? Is it any of our business if the East wants to break away from the West? Do we really care which flag is flown in Donetsk? I mean, these are great questions. You're exactly right, Sam. The founders urged us. They urged us not to be intervening in the affairs of foreign countries. We would do well to take that advice and not be involved in the affairs of foreign countries. Ron Paul, during the debates in 2007 and 8, you may remember, talked about the U.S. involvement in the overthrow of the Shah of Iran in 1953. And it seems like since then, we have been involved in coup after coup, country after country, installing leaders that aren't elected, and then working deals with them, money deals and weapons deals, and just miring the U.S. further and further in debt and in interventionist foreign policy that is going to backfire. And like you said, blowback, it's a real thing, and it already has been hurting the United States and its citizenry around the country.
And the more we push this envelope, the more we're going to eventually have another world war over this very issue of, they call it hegemony, or this idea that we think we control and have a stake in and involvement in and think we have to be in everybody's business everywhere all the time. Nations are getting sick of it, and they're starting to jettison the dollar as the world's currency. And the OPEC and others are saying, we'll just deal with oil and other currencies such as the Chinese yuan or whatever the case may be. And the Russians are doing it. They're just sick of it, and they're just saying, hey, man, we're going to eventually change that game, and you're not going to be the hegemonist belligerent nation that you think will take you down. And they're working at it hard, from the Chinese saying they're going to exercise the nuclear option, what they meant was financially speaking, to the Russians saying, hey, we're not going to let you do this, to the list just goes on, and the blowback is going to continue. All right, before we run out of time, I want to cover a little couple tidbits from Utah. The filing period for municipal office in Utah is over. It ended, what, on the 8th, Lowell?
Yes, June 8th was the last day to file for municipal office in Utah. We encourage liberty-minded citizens to file for office, but now that filing deadline has passed, now the job is to find out who has filed for city council and other municipal offices, and then to support those candidates who will be best able to maintain the liberties that we have and reclaim those that we have lost. There will be a primary election in August. If there are more candidates than can be accommodated on the general election ballot. And, of course, everybody will be voting in the general election in November for a municipal office candidate. So find out. There are a number of great liberty-minded candidates who have filed for municipal office in Utah. Find out who they are. That's your job. If you're keeping a list of things to do today, number one is to call your U.S. representative and about the TAA. Number two would be to find out who has filed for office in your city, who's liberty-minded, and then support that person with a little bit of your time and perhaps even with a little bit of your money. Make sure that liberty-minded candidates get elected in your municipality this year.
Now, isn't Kurt Crosby running for office, Kurt? I think you're...
Well, I just... typically do this each time, but
the answer, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, is yes.
Councilman for council critter, I guess you could say, for the illustrious city of Cedar Hills.
Oh yeah, Kurt Crosby's going to run for city council, ladies and gentlemen.
Wonderful, Kurt. That's great news. And
well, so, I just try to do what you tell us, Lowell.
I'm here to tell you, Sam and Kurt, it really makes a wonderful difference. You know, we have a majority of good-thinking citizens on the Highland City Council and have had since 2008. So it makes a wonderful difference. We don't have to spend quite as much time watchdogging these people. We've got people on the inside, so to speak, who understand what liberty means, people like Tim Irwin, people like Thomas Butler, and they help keep us out of debt and help to preserve our liberties right in our own home.
Amen to that. Now, I guess the state party organizing convention, as you mentioned, will be August 15th in Utah, right?
That's right. And now is the time for you to get information about your precinct, whether or not the state delegates who are elected in March of 2014 are still in your precinct and still planning to attend this organizing convention in August. Typically, half do not. So if there were 4,000 state delegates elected in March of 2014, roughly half of those will not attend this convention in August. And so what that means is that you might be able to attend in their place. And so if you will call up your precinct chair and ask who your state delegates are, the ones who are elected to attend this convention, and talk to them and find out if they're planning to attend, or maybe they've moved from your precinct. If that's the case, then ask your precinct chair to appoint you to fill that vacancy so that you can attend this convention and vote for liberty-minded leaders and issues at the convention.
All right, there you have it. A lot of good things are happening in the state of Utah. They also got a presidential 2016 election event coming up, what, on the 22nd of August?
Yes, March 22nd, actually, of next year, Tuesday on March 22nd in Utah will be our neighborhood caucuses, and we will have a presidential preference primary on that day, probably that evening, in conjunction with our 7 p.m. caucuses. So write this on your calendars. This is the third item you should be doing today, or the fourth, I've lost track. March 22nd, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., your neighborhood caucus in Utah, and you'll be voting for a presidential candidate, who you want to be the nominee of the Republican Party at the National Convention.
And ladies and gentlemen, the only one I can even consider at this point will be a Rand Paul. Or maybe a Scott Walker. I'm concerned about Scott in certain ways, but if you could put together a Rand Paul / Scott Walker ticket, I might be pretty interested. Other than that, man, the rest of them are worthless, lol.
Well, it's always interesting on the national debate. I think the real best politics is always local. So number one, support liberty-minded people in your community. Number two, you can think about state and nation.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Lowe. We appreciate all your uploads, sir.
Thank you. Glad you let me talk to you. Thanks so much.
There he goes, man. Lowell Nelson doing a great job. If we just had 10,000 Lowell Nelsons, just think what would happen. All right, we got Becky Yeager coming up next. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. 1 hour on the can, second hour in seconds. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can restore America. You going to help? This nation shall endure.